Some poker players like to add jokers or other wild cards to make the game more exciting, but two mathematicians have independently published reports showing that wild cards upset the natural balance of five-card poker. With wild cards, they've discovered the hand that is hardest to come by does not necessarily win. And surprisingly, there's no way to change the game to make that happen. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
In undergraduate math classes, poker is a popular subject because it's an easy way to talk about probabilities. Steve Gadbois, who teaches math at Rhodes College in Memphis, says there's a lot of math to be learned in the rules of poker.
The hands are ranked in the order that is consistent with their frequency. In other words, the rarest hands, things like royal flushes, which there are only four of, are at the top of the heap. And straight flushes are next to that. There are 32 of them. Four of a kind is next because there are only 624 of them. And so on down the line. As you get lower and lower, there are more and more ways to get the various types of hands.
It's a good exercise to calculate these frequencies. Naturally, jokers or other wild cards, which can be anything at all, change all these statistics. But Gadbois didn't realize just how much until he did the calculation. Among his surprising conclusions is that they change the ranking of hands so that the rarer doesn't necessarily win. For example, in five-card poker with two jokers, a full house becomes just as common as four of a kind. And one pair actually becomes more common than a hand with nothing of value, a so-called junk hand.
Basically, if you have two jokers in there as wild cards, it's more likely than not that you'll end up with something. There's just not much left that's at the bottom.
Then if you're really playing with two jokers, does it make sense then to say junk counts for more than a pair?
That's the way it should be mathematically. But that would be a hard sell at the poker table.
He's also found that two pair is more common than three of a kind, even though three of a kind is considered the better hand.
So I thought, well, then the order needs to be changed. We should call two pair better than three of a kind.
That is when two jokers are added to the deck in his monthly poker game. But Gadbois soon discovered that solution wouldn't work. In many instances, someone with a joker in his hand can choose whether to call the hand three of a kind or two pair. So changing the ranking doesn't solve the problem.
It turns out that no matter how you set the order up in advance, it's wrong.
Gadbois published this observation in the latest issue of Mathematics magazine. He concluded that it's a paradox. There's no way around it. But the story doesn't end there. It turns out that a mathematician and a statistician at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, also stumbled across this paradox while using poker examples in a math class. Writing in the summer issue of Chance magazine, John Emmert at Ball State did suggest somewhat of a way out.
The way that we came around to a solution was by changing the question, you know, by changing the problem. And really, that's the way things happen in math sometimes.
Emmert and his colleague Dale Umbach agreed you can't structure a simple chart so that the rarest hand will always win in wild card poker, but they found a different way to approach the problem.
We looked at a typical hand and thought about all the possible names that you could give to that hand. So if it were possible to call it a full house and a four of a kind and two pair and one pair and three of a kind, whatever the possible names were for that particular hand, we labeled it with all those names and then looked at how often each of those names were used.
When hands are ranked in this manner, at least some of the value of rare hands is restored. And it turns out that the ranking of hands looks pretty much like poker without wild cards, Emmert says, with one notable exception.
The flush actually beats a full house, as opposed to a full house beating a flush. Of course, when I play poker, I never can remember which one beats the other anyway, so, you know.
Emmert says this new ranking only works if you're playing with one or two jokers, not more complicated types of wild cards.
One-eyed jack questions and crazy eights and common wild cards, we gladly give all those to the next round of people to think about.
In the meantime, the mathematicians say if you want to have a nice, tidy game of poker, it's best to put those deuced wild cards away. This is Richard Harris in Washington.